Well, Cindy Ornstein, it's very nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you, too.
Director of the Mesa Arts Center and a lot else in the Valley. When did you arrive in Arizona? You've been 5 years now.
I've been here just a little over 5 years now.
Yeah. Came here from Michigan.
Yes.
Right? From Flint.
From Flint, Michigan.
What was your take on the Valley? How much did you know about Mesa, Phoenix, Scottsdale before you came? What did you think when you got here?
I didn't know the Valley, actually. My first visit here was my first interview for this job, and I was pretty much blown away, not only by the obvious things like the natural beauty, but really within that sort of landscape, the commitment to the built environment, the fact that there was art. It struck immediately by the fact that there was art ingrained in the built environment, which to me made a statement about commitment to aesthetics. But then really looking around, obviously blown away by the commitment the Mesa community had made in arts and culture, and specifically in the Mesa Arts Center.
There was a study I just read today asking people, what do you want from your community? And it's having an impact on discussions with developers, with people who are furthering city consciousness. And the arts groups are saying, well, we're it. People are looking for places to go, and they want to say, I belong to a place that has an arts center.
That's right. I think that the impact of having creative experiences and people's desires for those experiences in all forms and in the ways that they bring people together differently and the way people look at them as a value to both the environment and to their family's well-being are very powerful influencers. And more broadly, I think there's a new conversation happening, bubbling up, also about the impact of a creative life and a creative group of creative industries, for-profit and nonprofit, on a region's success economically. There's actually a movement underway to try to focus people on what those numbers really look like, because they're quite significant nationally. And I feel confident when we measure them locally, people will be blown away by the importance of them, not only in raw numbers, but the impact on the potential success of the region.
One of the things that Mesa Arts Center does so very well, just that name, you know, Arts Center, they have those everywhere. Mesa Arts Center, we forget center means more than an institutional thing. This is not something on a campus. This is the center of things.
We are a part of city government, which I think is very useful in terms of really crystallizing the fact that we are literally owned by the public, that we're there for public service, that we're there for community well-being. We take a very broad approach to the responsibility of both meeting community needs and helping the community experience new things they didn't know they wanted. So we need to do both of those things. But we also take very seriously our responsibility to be a community gathering place, to be a place that provides a way of the community knitting together. Most of us don't have front porches anymore. So we'd like to think of the Mesa Arts Center as, in a sense, the community's front porch, a place to gather and celebrate and understand each other.
It's 10 years now in the new space, which is a great space. In case there are, and among the millions of people who are here, haven't been yet, it's a great space and so flexible.
People really need to come visit us because it's architecturally a magnificent space designed by Bora Architects in Portland, and just really, really beautiful. It's won the year it opened, it won the Urban Land Institute for excellence in urban design. And what I would like to encourage people to do is don't worry about whether you have an event that you are planning to go to. Sometime just on a Saturday or Friday night, just go and get on the light rail and go explore.
Cindy Ornstein, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.